Chapter 91. Michael Tullin closed his eyes and listened to the drone of the G4 jet engine. He had given up trying to think any more about the meteorite until they got back to Washington. The chondrules, according to Corky, were conclusive. The rock in the Milne ice shelf could only be a meteorite. Rachel had hoped to have a conclusive answer for William Pickering by the time they landed, but her thought experiments had run into a dead end with the chondrules. As suspicious as the meteorite evidence was, the meteorite appeared to be authentic. So be it. Rachel had obviously been shaken by the trauma in the ocean. Tolland was amazed, though, by her resilience. She was focused now on the issue at hand, trying to find a way to debunk or authenticate the meteorite, and trying to assess who had tried to kill them. For most of the trip, Rachel had been in the seat beside Tolland. He'd enjoyed talking to her, despite the trying circumstances. Several minutes ago, she'd headed back to the restroom, and now Tolland was surprised to find himself missing her beside him. He wondered how long it had been since he'd missed a woman's presence, a woman other than Celia. "Mr. Tolland?" Tolland glanced up. The pilot was sticking his head into the cabin. "You asked me to tell you when we were in telephone range of your ship. I can get you that connection if you want." "Thanks." Tolland made his way up the aisle. Inside the cockpit, Tolland placed a call to his crew. He wanted to let them know that he wouldn't be back for another day or two. Of course, he had no intention of telling them what trouble he'd run into. The phone rang several times, and Tolland was surprised to hear the ship's Shincom 2100 communications system pick up. The outgoing message wasn't the usual professional-sounding greeting, but rather the rowdy voice of one of Tolland's crew, the onboard joker.
"Hiya, hiya, this is the Goya," the voice announced. "We're sorry nobody's here right now, but we've all been abducted by very large lice. Actually, we've taken temporary shore leave to celebrate Mike's huge night. Gosh, are we proud? You can leave your name and number, and maybe we'll get back to you tomorrow when we're sober. Ciao! Go E.T.!"